Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke said the economy is going through a very difficult period. While conceding that a recession is possible, he said it's too early to say the economy is in recession, usually defined as 6 months of negative growth. Opposition Democrats who control both houses of Congress wanted to know why the Federal Reserve last month stepped in to prevent the collapse of a Wall Street investment house, but is not doing the same to assist distressed homebuyers having trouble meeting their mortgage payments. New York Senator Charles Schumer is the chairman of the Joint Economic Committee.
And how can one justify going in with government backup for Bear or any large financial institution, but not for the millions of homeowners?
Bernanke replied that the Federal Reserve did not bail out Bear Stearns, the large investment bank and brokerage that was rescued from near bankruptcy in mid-March.
Bear Stearns shareholders took a very significant loss. An 85-year-old company lost its independence and became acquired by another firm. Many Bear Stearns employees, as you know, are concerned about their jobs. I don't think any company is interested in repeating the experience of Bear Stearns.
Bernanke said that the Federal Reserve's repeated reductions in short-term interest rates during the past year will help distressed home buyers.
Our interest rate cuts and our liquidity measures in particular have significantly reduced the interest rate reset problem faced by many mortgage holders. And we have extensive efforts on the ground at our reserve banks and our branches to work with community groups, including NeighborWorks, for example, to help reduce delinquencies and the problems of foreclosure.
After 5 years of steady growth, the U.S. economy has slowed dramatically, in part because of the collapse of a speculative bubble in housing. In many markets, home prices that had nearly doubled from 2002 to 2005 have subsequently declined by up to 30%. The troubles in the U.S. housing sector spilled over into the global markets last August, causing a severe contraction in credit and billions of dollars in bank losses. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.